girl, her name was Jade. Cuts her nails with a razor blade. Says she lives by no one's law. Ran my pride through a big chainsaw. Have you heard of D.B. Cooper?
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode podcast. This is episode 147.
Yep.
My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Danny.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Alrighty.
It's been a while, boys.
Yes. It's been a while.
Something like 2 months and 3 days.
Yeah, we just figured that one out.
Welcome back.
Okay, so we should talk about Battlefield.
Right into it.
Yes. Okay, other so things will anything other things will find their way in.
Okay, can I just ask a question?
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to ask, and it's kind of unrelated to Battlefield.
Okay, yeah.
All right. We're still talking about Battlefield, but yes,
shoot
I want to hear what you
shoot
have to
him,
say.
Shoot
I'll apply it to Battlefield. Do you guys know what if I said hip.sight, would you know what that is?
No.
So people put like tape on the screen and they put like a little dot where the center reticle is.
Oh.
So that way when they're not like running or like not zoomed in, they know where the center is and they can hip fire.
Yes.
There's one where it's like a little light that's like a USB and it's red. Anyways, I bought this whole thing to try it out.
Really?
I used it once the last time we played, and I played Scout. So like Scout, unless you're zoomed in, your fucking crosshairs
what?
Are way out.
Is
here.
It on the TV?
Yeah.
It's on the TV. It's like a suction cup.
How big is
it? It's too big. Okay. The tape might be better, but because when you zoom in, like so you got the floating crosshair as you run and stuff, it's kind of tedious, but.
If you aim into somebody's head, is their
buddy,
head
it's the exact same as having dot sights.
It can be bigger if they're far away.
Well,
like,
I guess you don't have to zoom in.
Let's pretend it's smaller. Like, let's think about
okay.
the tape example. Like,
yep.
do you feel like that's cheating is going to be my question. Because it's actually awesome in a way.
I've seen that before, and I never thought to do it myself.
Does it work every time?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, imagine you put a piece of tape on your screen right where your crosshair goes,
okay.
and you put a little dot on it. So when you're
the center
not
of the screen,
zoomed
they put
in,
it exactly
and you've
the
got
center.
Like the crosshairs that are like to the left and the right, and the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
You're already lined
you can
up.
Fire from
you
the hip
in.
Like that. Like the thing about Battlefront is the best game because it's not more accurate if you aimed on the sights, right?
Yeah.
So you never have to aim ever because
that's,
your dot's there constantly.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
That is cheating.
Is it? That's my question. Because I like this.
I don't
thing.
Think it's cheating. I think it's pretty fucking sweet.
I don't think it's cheating. Like it's like having a.
Did you play better with
higher
it?
Sticks?
You should play better with it.
That's cheating.
Really?
Are you stupid? That's
like,
cheating.
Like, way better?
Modifying the sticks to add, like, little...
No, putting a dot on your screen.
What about the sticks?
I don't think that's cheating.
What are you talking about?
People make raised sticks so they have more sensitivity, like, more range of motion.
Then that's also cheating.
I think cheat... Like, any
no,
kind of cheating
Xbox
like that...
controller, that Xbox Pro controller, they're adjustable.
Yeah, they got
oh,
hairpin
yeah.
triggers.
I held that thing before. It's
no, but so all you have to do is open up your controller and...
It's $200.
It's so nice. It's premium.
If it's an official Xbox product, it's not cheating.
Oh.
Xbox?
That's it.
No.
Official Xbox?
Well, I like
if it
cheating.
Is official Xbox, then it's not cheating
no,
because
dude,
it's a product.
It's like the same as
it's
turning...
It's pay to win, yes.
Yeah. It's like
not
the same
cheating.
As turning your lights off. If you play in a
yes.
dark room.
There you go.
It's like it nothing to do with the game at all.
I guess it's
It's
not.
Only for your experience of the
like,
game.
I don't think it...
No.
It's not bannable by any means.
No, it's not.
Yeah, like, oh, that guy's got his dot on the screen.
If Microsoft sold a dot on the screen,
no,
it would be pay
that's
to win.
If you want to play it, fine. It's not
but not cheating.
It can't be that good. Did it make your? Did it change the game?
I'm not.
You?
No, it's not game changing. But like, I am better. Like the example I use is I'm a scout, and the scouts are actually the rifle I use. The say it for me.
Gewehr.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Gewehr again.
Gleaver.
It's pretty accurate for like probably like 15 feet at least.
Yeah.
And I'll hit fire the shit out of people. Like you have to stand still, but like I now I realize
yeah.
when I'm standing still, I don't need to zoom. I'll just boom, boom. I'll hit people twice from hip shot.
Are you serious?
Damn,
yeah, that is really useful. Other huh. than that, I haven't found it to be particularly useful because I mostly hit on the sights anyways.
So you hip shot snipers?
I'm a sniper and I'm hip shotting people with my sniper rifle. In close range. It actually makes the scout more of a close range.
While you're running, you can...
that's the thing. Like, I've learned now with the dot that running is no good. Like, I'll line it up. I'm like, that's a perfect shot. I know it is because I can see the dot on my screen.
Yeah.
And I fucking miss the guy.
Yeah.
But then if I stop for a second, I realize, like, yeah, it's accurate now. When so you're stop.
As soon as you stop, it goes into the...
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, fuck, wow. I'm really close range right now. And I'm like, I'm getting worried. I got a sniper. Like, someone's going to come in and shoot me. I'm more comfortable because I know, like, there's my dot. I can turn and I can shoot them. And if they're down 20% health, they're dead. You know what I mean? Like, it's really effective for that. And probably Battlefront and other games too, where, like, you know, you're accurate.
Yeah,
you
Battlefront would be really good.
That, you know, like, has really good hip fire accuracy.
There's probably it'd be amazing in, like, Gears.
Yeah.
Yeah, shotgun. Oh my god.
Third person shooter. Yeah.
Anyways, next time we land, you'll see it. Probably. Maybe I'll bust it up. It's tedious. Like, tape would be more convenient. Like,
you gotta how does it work? Do you measure from the center of your TV thing?
No. When I have the scout out, the crosshairs are, like, to the outside of the suction cup, which is, like, a centimeter and a half big, and I just put it in the middle. And
then you hold down. The controller and then line it up
on
the screen.
No, I don't have to do that. Like,
how does the light get on the screen?
When you're not holding L2, there's little ticks way out here, right?
Yeah.
I just kind of center it in the middle, and they're all like, okay, I'm, like, 2 millimeters from the top and the bottom and the right and left. And then I'm like,
but you actually stick it to the screen.
Yeah, just...
And it's just a little tiny LED light?
Yeah. There's actually two, because you hold the cord down. So it just kind of...
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
How much was it?
It was like $15. Oh, DJ.
That's wild. I also got pretty into the game.
Is the light...
I didn't do that.
Is the light not like...
It's bright.
Okay, yeah.
It's too bright. Like, it's too bright, it's too big. I don't get why, like...
Maybe tape it off a little more. Oh, you made, like, a little pinhole of the light that comes out. So it's, like, a bright pixel or something.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't know. Honest to God, like, if I was...
That sounds so crazy.
Remember I told you I want to get good at video games?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to try, and, like, I think I'm doing good
now.
That's
not how...
You've been raping games.
That's not how you do it, though.
He's juicing, baby. He's juicing his games.
Is you do everything you possibly can.
He's juicing.
Like, next, I'm going to try fucking raise the controller and see if, like, the sensitivity, you know what I mean? Like, I raise my own sensitivity.
Juice all you want. I play with integrity. I'm going to play on the standard controller.
What did you raise the sensitivity to?
I think, was it 30 to begin with?
20.
I raised it to 30.
I
raised
it to 10. 30?
I'm 25 and I like it.
30 is a beautiful...
Wait a minute. Your sensitivity is what?
30. Kyle's at 40?
That's
Kyle's
nuts.
At like 60 or something stupid.
Oh, yeah. I think he might be at 80.
Boys.
I'm pretty sure he said 80.
No, I'm at 80. Okay. I'm at 80.
Okay, you said that the other night. I was like, there's no fucking way you're at 80.
Scout, 80.
That's retarded.
I get lots of kills. Well, I get lots of kills for the way I play.
I get lots of kills.
For the way and the style that I play.
Okay, so you're doing two things.
Zoom out, dead.
You can control your thumb that finely?
Yeah. It's like,
wow,
I had
can't do
to,
that.
I had to keep getting it to like where, like, I don't want to change the amount that I move my thumb. I want the game to do more with me doing the same amount. And it was like, keep raising it. Like, it's not getting there quick enough.
You're the only console gamer that probably does that. I don't know. So, like, I'm mashing those fucking joysticks.
It's like,
boom, 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 boom. Yeah, just
back forth, yeah.
What's the, boom, 100%. What's the most satisfying feeling?
No, mine is, like, subtle.
Satisfying feeling?
Yeah, mine, one of them, is when I have the Binet, and it takes quite a few, not...
Snapping is amazing.
Quite a few bullets.
Snapping
like,
with
I
the
mean,
fucking
enough bullets
Guiver.
To kill a guy, right?
Yeah.
If you can... Get someone who's running across at, like, a good distance, and you just lock your thumbs in the right position just to lead them.
Oh.
And it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Toot, 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 toot. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
yeah.
Feels good. That's like...
Headshot Guiver's are very good.
Yeah.
Really long-distance snipes with, like, a mid-range gun, like a medic gun.
I'm shit
just
at
like,
those, man.
I hit them.
Yeah,
and like it's constant enough to know that like there's a skill to it. Like they've built it that if you want to work at it, you can.
Buddy, I know how many meters away every target is.
You can't do that in the newest update.
That's tragic.
Yeah, I haven't been able to do that. Like a long snipe, it's so choppy. Like you cannot line it up.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That sounds wild. I don't know. I don't know if that happened.
I can confirm that it has happened to me, and it's not just like my setup's shit. It's like the game's not running properly.
That's too bad.
And I'm not like, oh, I died because that guy's my screen.
My screen.
Like, there's a noticeable difference in the game, and I'm not complaining because I'm shit. Like, I still rape, But I
yeah, you
that
do.
The
like
game,
you have nothing to complain
sucks.
About.
Not that it sucks. That
you guys, you guys like bitch and moan, but like,
dude, if I don't get
you're
a
all
two
raping.
Point, if I get a 2.0,
you're all
now,
fucking
it's like
raping.
One and one.
I agree,
dude.
I've been trying to stay above two. I'm like,
oh,
I need like 30 kills above 2.0
man.
Right now to get back to two.
This is my
wow,
it's
pissing me off.
Sorry, TJ, is this working? Are we talking?
I keep playing during the day by myself.
You know what?
Stoned.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. Hey, you're just killing me with time. I don't know where to put my sorries.
You're running laps around my mind. I'll take a couple. Actually, I have some bites here. Thank you.
Oh, you have bites?
Yeah, I left a couple
you know
of stragglers.
I need to have a little fucking
yeah, like a little
cash. Give me some bites.
A little
give
cash.
Me some bites. Pour some bites down.
Keep a little cash.
Just some bites.
I just want to eat, but I'll eat quite. Turn my mic off. We're gonna eat while you guys talk. All
right.
No, no, no. Okay, are we rolling?
Yeah, we're good.
Damn.
Beep, beep, beep.
You started talking about how you're stressing out about your KD.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've been trying to stay above two.
Because I finally got to it.
Yeah.
I built up from like 1.73 up to two. And I was like, fucking
yeah.
Right. And then I immediately lost it.
So I want to talk about the horrors of KD chasing. For one particular reason, you can never be bad at the game. Like, you have to always be good. So you have to always stick to one play style and just play it to efficiency.
Yes.
But, like, I maxed out Scout and I was like, shit, I'm really kind of depressed about the Martini Henry. But I like the Gewehr fucking carbine. So, good. And I got pretty good at it. Like, I got good and like... I was up there for a couple of races, but I'm never going to be the best, you know? So then I was thinking, like, okay, I know what that's like. I want to switch to support. And it's like, new game. Learn to play closer, like, in the maps. You know, like, earlier I was playing at, like, 90, 120 meters. And then with the gear, I got a little bit closer, but, like, I've never sieged. So I switched to support, and I'm like, okay, now, like, figure this game out, you know? And I'm excited to, like, try it. But at the risk... of a lot of deaths.
Yeah, you die
and
more.
Fucking up
you
my
do
KD.
Die more. And that's why, like.
And if I don't care about KD, it's like, new game. You know, like.
I have the same amount of kills.
Assault sucks.
Assault sucks.
Sucks.
It's gotta suck, sucks. But, like, I wanna play the whole game.
Dude,
I love it so much. It's like,
I know.
I'm gonna try everything.
I tried playing Assault yesterday, because there were a bunch of tanks, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try this fucking thing out. I went up on a tank, like, through the dynamite, three of them. One, two, three. I probably my fault because I'm used to Battlefield 4. C4 sticks. Dynamite does not stick. So I'm right up against this thing. And
oh,
one, two,
dynamite
three,
doesn't stick.
And he's driving off. I'm like, fuck you, buddy. And I just blow myself up. Like, what the fuck, game?
There's a support thing that you. It's like a little bomb that you throw at it. I don't know if one
limited
takes out
charge.
A whole. Yeah,
it doesn't take. You know, it does like. 50.
But if you can get it on like on one that's damaged, you know, like at least disable it.
Those K bullets are
stupid too. Like nothing takes down tanks, unless like what takes down tanks?
A team of fucking dudes that
if
takes
you
down
have
tanks.
Two assault guys, you rape a tank.
There's right. like
one,
explosives.
One, yeah, you have two anti-tank grenades. One,
boom,
two,
boom,
and then you lay down.
Oh fuck!
And then you lay down
rocket
immediately,
gun.
And you have your AT rocket gun to finish them off. That thing is a monster. That's, that's what I really like about
that
assault.
Thing. Fucking rapes.
You lay on your belly and it's like,
thum.
And just death on the other end. And it doesn't matter what the guy is. If he's in.
I've been raped
truck.
By that thing, and they got that little fucking hat on
yeah.
all the time.
Oh man,
yeah.
You know
just
what? The
boom, and the guy's just laying down on the ground.
For me, it's the incendiary tripwires. Like as soon as I spawn, I'm like boom, boom. Anyone who walks through there
you
is dead.
Get kills with them?
Yes. So like I'll be playing and then like lives later. Ching ching ching. Like someone walked through it.
Dude, I tried gas grenades.
Someone walks through it and I'm just like sweet.
Gas grenades are amazing.
Really good.
Amazing.
Dude, you get two.
I hate them.
Exactly.
When we play
hate them. Play that gas grenade. Just fucking throw it.
Even if you don't get kills.
Oh, incendiary
you get
grenades.
Tons
I'm all
of
fired.
Points.
You're dead. Just points just rolling in 15 at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just throw the tiny little ammo pouch down. I throw two here. I throw two over there. Two over here. I'm just getting points everywhere. Blah, 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 blah. Like, enemy hit, enemy hit, enemy hit. Yeah. Kill assist, kill assist. Like, counts as kill. This guy died. Fucking sweet.
He's dead. That guy's dead, too.
Okay, you know you can headshot tanks, right?
What? No.
Like, there's a headshot color you can change your crosshairs to.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Talked about this.
Yep. Yeah. I'll change mine to yellow.
Mine is blue.
You know how, like the big tanks are just like a box?
Yeah.
Like a small triangle at the bottom?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you hit that, you get the headshot marker.
Interesting.
Added damage?
It must be. And then the backside, they tell you in the campaign that the back is the weak side, right? So I'm assuming there's a headshot. I just never get it because I'm always like fucking head on head with the tank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I aim low, and it gives me that, like, mine's pink. It gives me the pink mm-hmm. cursor every time. So presumably, like, people who, like, you get tank, you get fucked up, you're like, how the hell this guy kills a fast? He probably just knows that shit, you know?
Ah. So...
Have you used a shotgun?
They're just showing that.
Hey, what I'm saying is like, it's going to be a rough ride. It's going to severely affect my KD and my points per fucking round. But I got some ammo for you, boys. I got I'm in. I'm support. And I'm going to be support for a little while. Okay?
Play patient.
I'm going to learn a little bit about playing close quarters.
Like, do you guys ever play as driver of anything? Like, tank driver?
No. I would love to know that, though.
Tank?
Oh, man.
I always do tank when I get the chance.
Yeah, if you're so lucky enough to get in the tank, it's like,
I get
okay.
tanks all the time.
You know what I changed? I don't do tank anymore. I got the artillery truck with the anti-air gun. Holy
so
fuck.
So you can drive and shoot at the same time?
You're the only person allowed in this thing. It's one-man vehicle. Like, guys are always like, pick me up. Fuck that. You can't. Not enough seats. And you just bail out, hide in the corner somewhere, and just any plane fight, like any dog fight that's happening in the air, just... that guy's dead, and then just like you see teams of dudes running up, and you're just it's amazing.
I gotta use
this. It's so much fun.
Nice.
So much fucking fun.
Sounds good. And if you're that class, then you can repair it from the inside.
Yeah. There's
nice.
There's you can do loadouts too, right? Like you have to buy the anti-air loadout for it. And what?
You
I thought I had like a Cheeto.
You got too many. What do we call them?
You got a Cheeto hanging out of your face.
What do we call them?
Snaps?
The cash? Like the cash? Like you're dipping into the cash too frequently, man. Like it's meant to be an occasional chip.
Dude, I've been pounding. Look at this. I got
cash
two chips
finished.
His cash is gone. I'm broke, baby.
I grabbed a whole handful.
Me too.
And he's been slaying them. I've been going hard too. All right, well.
Oh.
Can I tell my artillery gun, field gun story?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I guess last minute, I didn't tell it properly, but like.
You already told this once?
Well, I told it while it was happening, but I was like.
Round two, let's go.
Oh, let me hear it. Let me hear it.
You weren't there, so.
Mm.
Old James wasn't there. Suez.
Oh, the castle.
Yeah, Suez. So we're in Suez, and there's like a, like F, I think, has like, there's like two, I don't know if a field or artillery guns.
Mm-hmm.
There's like massive cannons you load, like a giant.
Yeah. Go shooting down onto me.
Real fucking low, and there's a gun right in front of me. I'm like, shit. And I'm like, I hit the square button, like, get on the fucking cannon. And I get on, I wait like a half second, and I just pull the trigger real hard, and it comes into view at the same time, like, I shot, and basically I fucked up a plane.
Boom!
Like, it was like the last moment, like, maybe I could do this. And, like,
oh.
And, like, waiting for like the video game action to happen, and the plane just exploded, and it was like extremely sad. I was like, yes! Oh my God, I can't record that.
You know what? Like, everything looks so good, too. Everything looks so, so good.
Kyle had a good video of me. Like, I could, like, see it from his perspective. We're both on the square at the top, the sniper thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
the best.
And him and I, he's right next to me. And I'm like, calling out to Kyle, like, Kyle, watch this. Waiting for this guy to come around a thing. And I just see a tank in the corner of my eye.
What?
And a tank bullet hit me in the face. And on my, like on my screen, my guy went far, and Kyle's like, "Your character just went fucking flying. I can't even revive you. Like, my body was just gone." And I was like, "God damn it! I want to see that so bad." He recorded it, and he hasn't shown it to me yet.
How does he have it recorded?
Because I told him to record it from
so,
his perspective. He's like, "Dude, I watched that."
So you can just go back and grab previous gameplay?
No, it shot directly. It was a headshot. On
really?
With a tank. The symbol on the screen was headshot.
You didn't know that?
No.
What?
It records a half hour, right?
You hit the
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay,
I had no idea that you could do that.
What?
There's a 15-minute video of me.
Dude, how do you think I'm showing these sick fucking vids of Metal? Sorry.
It's like, what do you call that? Fucking your fast forward commercial.
What do you? Because you're grabbing chips.
I totally forgot. Oh yeah, we're doing a show.
We're out of practice.
I thought we were just buds chipping.
Yeah, we are.
No, this is the show, man. This is the show.
This always has been
it
the
is.
Show. We always.
And I'm not gonna risk my artistic integrity.
Oh god.
And I'm not.
All right, I'm not engaging.
Continue.
I wasn't the one talking.
TJ was talking about his experience.
No, that's long gone.
Oh, I didn't know that you could record it.
Oh.
God damn,
now
the
I
record.
Do. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, man, just you hit the share button and it's like square. It's like video clip recorded. Done.
Nice.
Triangle screenshot.
Yeah.
Well, it's well done.
I'm gonna
okay,
do that.
We've talked this game up quite a bit.
I've got a couple of cool things happened. Like
let me talk down a bit. Let me talk down a bit. A couple of things. You know, it was only positivity coming from
I
it,
love
right?
everything. Except for that one map.
Hold on.
What map?
Sandwich.
What map?
The one where A... sorry, it's like...
Grass, sand?
Forest.
Forest. Argonne Forest. Forest. Sucks. It looks like
A,
fucking...
C, D, and E.
Dude, it's exactly the
A
same.
A and B are like interior, kind of.
C is the bridge.
C is the bridge.
The map is the exact same as...
I fucking hate that map.
But it's the exact same as the one in fucking Battlefront. Exact same. It's like laid out exact same way. It looks the same.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, but there's a, like, I gotta, like, it presents new, like, struggles, you know? Like,
I don't think any of the maps are that much fun.
I need to get better at this map, honestly.
I really enjoy the one in Italy.
I love all of them, except for that one.
That one looks awesome. That one looks awesome.
The hillside?
The hillside and like there's the town. Map. It's really like World War II
there are many
old
different
games.
Ways for
you know
me to play that. I
that
can
one does play like shit though, right?
I love playing that. I take Come if on. I can get the tank, I run the road.
I love
I go
all
back
maps.
Back and forth.
I love,
I go every
sucks.
Single time.
B sucks. Or the one with the giant fucking.
Majority of the time, I have no fucking clue where I am in these maps.
Really?
Yeah. Like
I know
like,
these maps. Like,
aside
back
from
my hand
aside from the beta one. Like the beta map? Like
yeah.
He's coming from B. I'm like, what the fuck is B?
I know.
I turn around
map,
like, okay,
like
that's B.
I'm knowing them pretty well.
I know them, I'm saying it. I just feel like they're not as well developed as like Battlefield 4 maps were. As far as like...
Oof.
Dude, Battlefield 4...
It's different Battlefields though, right?
Like
they are completely different games.
They're yeah. different
they
and in ways that I would say are better.
World War One game.
It's like, World War One, like...
This is what...
Dude, Battlefield 4 had some of the best gameplay.
Oh, but modern buildings are so square.
Dude, I jumped out of the building that was falling down. Like, the building blew up, had that sequence animation.
Sure.
I've saved this video. I've posted it on Facebook because it's so fucking good.
Oh, it did look
so that building in the building of Siege of Shanghai...
I posted it on Facebook.
It falls down. I jump from the top, parachute down to the building below, and run to the edge... And look down, and there's a tank just going, shooting. Like, I'm probably 150 floors up, just getting vertigo, looking over the edge of this building. I throw C4. 1, 2, 3. As the tank's there, the guy's driving from his spawn, drives right next to the tank. Like, from 150 floors up, like, like the fucking... That's only in Battlefield 4 that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
sure,
I haven't
sure.
felt any of those, like, I want to share this video.
That's 1. A whole different
happen.
Beast, though, that game.
Opportunity to do really cool shit like that in this game.
Yeah.
This is more back to basics of shooters and, like, kind of bare bones again. And that's what's appealing to it. Like, every other game franchise right now is, like...
Pushing the bar, kind
of? Yeah, like...
Uh-huh.
Call of Duty is crazy. They have, like, fucking grenades that...
They have, like, adept tricks and shit.
Yeah, like, they're crazy. And then you have Battlefield 1, which is a World War One game where it's guys laying in the mud shooting guns that are fucking annoying to use.
Well, it's just, it is the same game. It just has different.
It's beautiful. Design. The sound and like it's just a fucking work of art. It's so fun to be there.
In World War One, they didn't have skyscrapers that you could jump off of into cities and shit.
Right.
Obviously, okay. it's a different game. Yeah. I love the game. I love it.
I feel like if I could play Battlefield 1, but the modern version of that for some reason, you know? Like, I like...
The sniping is amazing.
Like a bare bones game with...
I guess I could appreciate Battlefield 4 a little bit more now because I understand the systems and stuff.
Fantastic.
Battlefield 4 was one of the best games of all time.
I might have a little more fun going back and playing that now.
Every time I tried to go back and play Battlefield, it was the same thing with you guys, though. It was that fucking map... In the middle of the desert, yeah. Tanks. I'm like,
dude, did we play?
I played that recently Dragon Valley? With you guys.
Remember, I kept saying like, download Dragon Valley.
I played a couple
map
times.
That was amazing.
I played a couple times. Yeah,
like you know the best design.
It's like Call of Duty right now. Every gun's the same.
Yeah, like, that was a bad thing about that. It like.
Just pepper it.
I'm excited for the next Battlefield, man. Like it just gets me more excited for where they're going next.
I can't wait. For
yeah. Yeah, but.
I think there's a new map in December already.
Yeah. I'm excited for new maps. I'm fatigued on these maps already.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
I like any of the Italy ones.
But have you tried, like,
the
Scout,
wall is a great
fucking
time.
Support,
I love the
Medic,
wall.
On
the wall
every
map,
single map?
Ballroom Blitz, love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Love that map. That's a fucking sweet map. All the way through, that map's a lot of fun.
I like it on both sides.
Yeah.
Ah,
a lot of fun. You don't like Ballroom Blitz?
No, I want. What I'm thinking right now, pretty passionately about, is like I want to try every. I want to get decent at every map, every class, right? So it's like you have to, and they're all different. They're all a different game.
The game is situational,
right?
You know what the problem is.
But you can learn, you know. Like it may not be a preference, but it's like, wouldn't it be fun to figure it out?
You will not succeed.
No, just try them all and experience
guys,
it all.
Guys, you know what we have to do?
I agree, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, this is how I play close range.
I gotta say.
And this is the map I play.
What do you guys
and say? In that respect, I'm not fatigued on these maps. That's all.
Do this, and then figure out which one you like best. And then, guys, we need to start playing as a fucking team. As a squad. Yeah.
So listen.
All the way through.
I'll
like
play Scout.
I would play Scout
in that regard, and I think I would be okay at it.
And it's incredible, right?
Yeah, like when you work together.
Yeah.
You spawn, like just don't run in and try and get that kill on that guy. Hide behind this fucking rock. We'll all spawn on you, and we'll all go in together.
Don't worry, I'm a medic. You run out.
I really like being
revived.
Like,
I got it.
I really like being revived.
Yeah.
And you like getting ammo, too, when you're out of fucking ammo, man.
But I would want to play a scout if we were playing, like, to win.
I'll be medic.
Pum, pum, like, I'm... attacking objectives like
yeah you get some
two
good,
fucking
you get
things
some good
there.
Fucking snipes
I'm getting yeah and I'm sniping from far like I'm
you should
I'm,
also like yeah if you're
I'm
watching
spotting
us,
everybody
like,
out there and what's the other one
like you're
oh,
up on that hill looking out at
the tripwire
us.
Thing is really successful and I and like with the fucking Gravera whatever carbine I can get in close too
here's the thing
and be pretty effective
you gotta work on your communication bud
I'm pretty good at it
Kyle's fucking horrible at it. Jesus Christ you're bad at it.
No, I want to know what's north, south, east, west. I'm really trying
that's
to play objective.
Just call.
Every
yeah,
single
like,
time.
If I died, be like, there's a guy that just killed me. I'm right next to that fucking house.
Yeah, I will say that, too.
Sometimes you just call it out. If you're in the middle of, like, a D objective and the whole area around
ooh.
It is a town.
There's a feast at sea.
Oh,
come on.
He's in the building.
We're all pretty good
no,
at
no,
it.
No, but, like, if we're together, if we're running together.
He's to the east. And everyone just, like, knows. Like,
that's
always,
not
going to
happen.
That won't happen.
Possible.
Yeah, but we can get good enough at like best towards D, or they're coming from B. You know, like that
that's
is
easy. That's easy, yeah.
That's kind of we're decent at that.
That's the thing in these maps. Where the fuck's north?
So should we just commit to knowing
like the mini map says this on it?
Yeah, no, but I mean up it would be your north.
Yeah,
north on the map up. So if C is above
you'll get to know,
on
like,
the map,
D's in the north. It's at the top of the hill. You know what I mean? Or like
yeah, but that little mini map. It's like I don't
no,
know
just
where
generally
the fuck
knowing
if you
like
in the middle map it brings up a
do
look,
you
look
do
the
that
map before you spawn
you can
do you do that do you guys bring up the big map ever
I have.
Don't need the big map there's a little end on
when you're spawning
map.
That's the map
oh I guess yeah
when you're spawning
yeah but we're talking 5 minutes after you ran around a fucking bunch of shit and you're like I just
but
died
then it zooms
he's
in
north
and it goes and you know which direction you're facing
no you don't
you don't
you don't know which direction you're facing where the guy shot you from you don't know where the fuck direction
when you spawn
is.
You pick it and then
No. You said when, like, you got shot, when you died.
No. I'm talking... What?
When you died, it said you zoom in on the guy.
When you spawn,
it's... When you spawn, it zooms in, it and you know where you're looking. But yeah, I'm saying 5 minutes afterwards, when you die, you gotta say who killed you and where that was from. You don't know where the fuck that is. 5 minutes in?
What? Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yes. I have a general orientation of the maps, is what I'm trying to say.
Like, that is towards the north. You're like, oh, hey.
I usually say he's towards sea. I don't say northbound.
That's probably the easiest, but, like, you could say he's north of you. Like, if you knew the maps.
But north of me has no fucking meaning.
I'm willing to commit to their towards. Sorry.
Like, shit, Kyle was right beside me, but Dan was.
I cannot know where you guys are all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying,
like, if
I could help, I could help as the scout.
When I get knifed, and Kyle, like I spawn on Kyle. Kyle's right over here. I know Kyle's here. He's looking that way, so I don't have to worry about that because Kyle's looking at that area.
Yeah.
When I get knifed, and Kyle died right before me, it's like, why the fuck didn't you tell me he was there?
The communication is like
late call out sometimes. Yeah. Kyle will be like, oh, there's a guy, and I'm like, what? Dead.
Guys, the key is for there to be no standard.
You need callouts, man.
There can't be a standard. You say what you're going to say when you're playing, and
but good callouts are part of, like, a team. You need it for the team.
You can't shirt my callouts, because
yeah.
I try.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
No, I'm sure.
Somebody, fuck, the guy just stabbed me. Watch out.
Yeah, just stab him. Look out. He's right here. I'll try. I'll do my best. I always say it. Yeah.
You turn around, and then he gets you in the back.
But you're aware of it. You're like, fuck, you're not getting stabbed and going like, what the fuck, man? You're right there.
I'm trying to help. I'm out there trying to help. I think there's some good communication out there as it stands. There's no need to standardize it. Let's keep playing well together.
We need to play as a team is what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's
in
do it.
In order to play as a team,
if
we have
squad
to
leader,
standardize.
I'm spotting objectives rapidly. I know, like, what's next, boys?
You are a pretty good squad leader.
I'm a good squad leader. I just want to say it.
If you're playing scout.
Scout.
God damn your squad leader.
Yeah, man. I'm doing that. That's my game.
Yep.
I like to be squad leader, but
I know, like, oh, with it. I know, like, a 10. I know how many meters each fucking thing, you know, away is. I know how far people are. So I'm switching my scout thing.
I play the objective like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I like it.
I will have to. I'll run across the fucking map if I have to get to a point where there's
a flag to
capture. That's the way that I play that game.
Sometimes it gets a little wild, though.
So I just play squad leader because, like, I'm always on the move, and that's like,
we're going here now, boys. Just follow me.
Yeah. Every time, like, sometimes you get stuck at an objective. Like, get the fuck out of D, then.
You know, if we're all playing together, it doesn't matter who squad leader is. We're all gonna do the same shit, anyways. Just be like, okay, we're going to D.
I'll chirp if that's not communicated well.
Yeah, the squad leader is to make a call saying, like, this is lost. It's okay for them to have this one point because these two are vulnerable. Like, seriously.
We could get fucking serious.
We could get
as squad leader.
Boys,
I
we gotta get out of here. Like, we're dying too much. Let's get the fuck out and go hold up back in these buildings.
I do that anyways. Like,
I'm
having to be told longer. To. Like, they're coming. Let's just fucking squat and shoot them. Sometimes it's like, let's get, move on. You know,
yeah.
Like,
honestly, I expect the squad leader to make those calls.
We need to fall back.
I expect
squad
leader
to
make those calls.
On the squad.
I wish you guys could see a stream of me playing.
What? If what?
We play a stream of you playing.
My KD is not. Like,
yeah.
It's not.
We
terrible.
Were there.
No, it's like, it's not terrible. It's 2.0, but it's not a very good representation of how good I am at the game because I play the objective so much that I get a lot of fucking retarded, stupid bullshit deaths. A tank will kill me from.
Yeah, because you're going for it, but there's a coolness to that.
But, like, if you guys seen some
that's
of the
like
shit
the
that
next
I do
stage
people,
of the game.
I'm really good at this game. I dummy people in this game, like, just straight up. I have one clip
Dan,
that I really wanted to save.
It's a fucking smart man's game, dude.
Yeah,
exactly.
That feels amazing.
And we don't go to C just because willy nilly. We want to go to C.
I want to hear you rape.
We're
dudes.
Taking C.
Mondragon has 10 shots in it, and I have killed 3 guys with 9 bullets, and it felt incredible.
I've done that.
Like, untouched guys, not like. Oh, I hit him once and he died. I'm talking like 1, 2, 3 drop. 1, 2, 3 drop. 1, 2, 3 drop. And I was like, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. I've done, I've been wanting to say this all night, but I've done 4 bullets, 4 kills as a scout. And I was like, so happy with it.
Like,
and it was active.
Within
was like,
how many seconds?
Click, boom. It was fucking enemy at the gates. I swear to God. Bam. 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 Bam.
Wait. Saving Private Ryan.
Four, whatever it was.
I had a moment like that recently. With
four bullets. Saving Private Ryan, right? Four kills.
Is that the movie you're talking about?
Maybe.
Miners with Mondragon.
From the bell tower where the guy's like.
And he's picking him off, like, looking at him run. Boom. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a fucking amazing scene. And then he gets tanked.
And then he gets fucking tanked.
That fucking movie. Dude, we got to watch that fucking movie, Jim. It's probably terrifying. I don't want to watch it, actually.
I do want to watch it now. I've been playing. Dude, I've been toying D-Day, with that idea forever.
I don't think I'd be able to do D-Day. Jim.
Let's do it, dude. I'm so into it.
It's so corny.
I'm doing it. I'm That's absolutely not corny, doing it. Man. First chance I get.
It's not about the effects. It's
I might do it tonight.
That happened.
Sure.
And when you put your fucking brain there, ooh.
I might do it tonight. Are we doing this?
Once the TV is up there.
I'll be at home.
Boys.
Watching it.
Here's a.
You will also be at home.
Here's the thing I had. You know the Star Fox fucking board I made, the high score board?
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a list of the movies that we watch every week when we come here once the TV is up and the sound system's in. So.
Ooh.
Voting system?
We should do a movie.
Hey, man, I had a, there's a movie I abandoned
every weekend,
hope.
Every weekend, we choose a movie, and we have up to 10 weekends ahead. We're like, oh, you're going to miss fucking Inception weekend.
Yes.
And like we're going to watch Inception tonight. We come over here, we smoke weed, we drink booze, whatever the fuck we want to do, and we watch the movie, and we enjoy the fucking movie.
Let me ask
really
you this.
Really loud.
Let me ask you. Dude, is talking allowed?
That's my dream of having.
Is talking allowed?
No.
Talking has to be allowed.
Talking can be allowed, but I'm turning the lights off.
Yeah.
And it's going to be loud that when you talk, I'm just going to be like, shut up. I'm trying to listen to this loud fucking thing.
Consider.
Just watch the movie.
A lights on talking experience.
Hold on.
Get out of my house.
We've seen all of the movies.
Inception.
Before.
Get out of my house.
We've seen all of the movies before, right?
What?
We'll never play a movie new for the first time.
Yeah, of course we will. A movie that we've never seen? Of course
we're watching
out.
The Witch. That's Chad. My first pick.
Fucking right.
Leave it.
Dan puts The Witch up.
Yes, that's okay. I'll allow it. Of course.
No.
I hate horror movies.
Hey, you can't vote. If
but
you,
I'll
if
be there.
If you're coming over, that's what we're doing. If we're coming over, that's what we're doing.
Exactly.
You come over to my house, we're watching the movie. If you start talking, you get five strikes.
No. No. If the movie is not... The good movies will shut us up.
I just want to get jibbed and talk and just watch a movie.
Good movies will, shut
movie.
Us up.
I like talking through
Why
movies.
Why don't we just play it?
Watching fucking movies, Jib, was the best times
just
of my
quiet.
Life.
Yeah, we didn't talk until
we
like,
didn't
some
talk.
Shit happened. Like, holy.
Yeah.
You know what?
You
Challenge.
Just experience a
You'll
movie
talk
together,
first.
Man.
You'll talk first. Yeah, you always talk first, Chad. When we go to the movies together, you're the one talking.
If it's a bad movie.
Shots.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, I bought
We're not watching bad movies here.
I still haven't watched it. I'm watching it tomorrow.
We're not watching bad movies in here.
Mm.
We're watching only good movies. I want to see Interstellar really fucking high and not have to talk to you guys.
You know
if
what?
I cry,
but
it's
I want
to. Right. I want to be able.
Yeah,
to
like, and okay. Emotions accepted. Like right. Not looked at. Like, dude, cry. What bang it?
I hate.
I want to cry, dude. When you let loose in a movie, I cry at movies all the time. It feels good.
It does. I agree. Like if I let myself feel the way the movie is like intending me to feel.
Yeah,
the Planet Earth song.
What about
brought me those fucking tears, man?
What about food and booze and drinks and getting up to smoke and stuff?
Oh, welcome.
We smoke beforehand. Right. You know what?
Right here, it's gonna be a popcorn machine. We each have a bowl. We pop popcorn. We sit our asses on the couch.
Do you own a popcorn machine?
Okay,
well,
you want one?
I keep punching
no,
the.
Recharge.
Well, like a fucking standee?
No, it sits on the table. It's red and it's about this big.
Yeah? Is it shit?
I'll show it to you. I'll show you a picture.
Is it shitty?
It was a gift. I never used it.
TJ.
How many buckets of popcorn does this thing make, man?
Is it gonna
yeah.
make
Is this thing gonna work for us?
Fucking open the door and you scoop it.
TJ, is this thing gonna work for us,
dude,
please?
If you're gonna bring it over,
I don't want this thing.
Okay, bring it over. I'll take it no matter what. I'm tired of asking questions. I'm not looking the gift horse in the mouth anymore. Thank you much.
Can I have
Thank
something?
You muchly, sir.
TJ, is
Can
this
I
thing going to work
something?
For us?
No, I mean, like, do you have anything else that you just don't want? I'll take
yes.
it.
Oh, fuck, I got this Xbox One
yeah,
airplane.
I don't need that.
I'll take
what
it. I'll sell
you,
it on Kijiji
you
for it.
You'll
give me $20.
You're just going to give me shit? All right, next time I go to TJ's, I have to leave his house with something that's not mine.
You're treating him like Mike Mady, for God's sake.
No, this
is something we got.
The popcorn machine?
Is she a lesbian now?
Thanks, Allison.
Is she married that dude?
Her friend Allison is a lesbian.
Whatever, man. I don't know.
Fuck, I punched it.
Which is really nice, by the way.
Who's a lesbian?
Go for it.
Allison's Allison.
Allison's dating a girl named Allison.
Hey.
Who's a
lesbian. Yeah. Okay, listen, guys.
Okay,
no, hold on.
Das ist Allison.
I think we can all commit. If there's more Battlefield talk, it'll come on the next episode.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And let's move on. Like, are there any other games?
Very good game. Dude. We haven't talked in 2.5 months. All the good games.
Any
came
other
out.
Good games?
TJ, played Call of Duty, baby. Tell me about it.
Wait a minute, the new one?
Yeah,
it's out.
Your did you? Like Mass Effect.
Did you play the campaign? Oh yeah, you guys fucking played Titanfall. Everything.
Maybe a third of the campaign of Call of Duty. I don't think
a game. What were you about to say?
There's this big hype going around.
fucking gun loaded.
Titanfall, and you really enjoy Titanfall.
Titanfall campaign was incredible.
I think that game. Fucking I'm not joking. I don't
how
like it at all. I just beat the boss in the level where you like go through the factory that builds those houses.
You don't like that?
No, I thought that was fucking lame and annoying.
What? Really? No. I want to play it. I want to play it.
Whoa.
I really want to play that.
You won't.
I got it back from
I shake you again, my friend.
You're not going
to
play it, are you?
I'm going to play that game.
Fucking play it.
Packages, a bunch for you.
Whoa. For
one with your name and a bunch of Shelby and your sister.
Is there anything that has my name?
Okay, alright.
No. What are you pointing at me for? You point.
I got Titanfall.
Oh, I thought you said like, I got one of your packages.
Hey, I need you to tell me it's okay again.
Like, oh my God, it's Secret Santa earlier this year. TJ has brought our gifts.
Shelby texted me. There's something coming, and you can't know what it is, but. And I was like, good, thank you for. I appreciate the advance notice, you know?
Cool.
It doesn't mean anything, really. But
you got something for Christmas that you can't see.
Yeah.
It was one of those gifts?
I think I'm going to give it to Joe and tell him not to look. So.
Oh, shit. Are you going
to
open it?
None of the packages I have today.
No, of course not. Why would I open it?
Imagine if you were that asshole. I opened it.
I don't like surprises. I just wanted to know what it was.
Dude, do you remember spoiling
Man,
fucking Christmas?
Fucking Shelby.
For
she was so crazy really on bad. Christmas time.
My brother and I and my sister, like, we went around. Oh, my God. Our house was fucking huge.
It was really
a huge house. And there were so many places to hide shit. We're like, where are they hiding the presents this year? My brother and I would go on missions for like 3 hours. Just like, oh,
just
no, we're just going
to
go.
To spoil it.
Just to try and find it. Be like, oh, we found it. And then we'd find it and not look through it.
Right.
Just like we found it. And I was like, I don't want to look through it. Did you really?
Yeah. It was shit. I shouldn't have did it. It ruined Christmas. I was happy that I got the stuff, but that surprise.
Oh.
Like, there was stuff that year that I would have been like.
Think about it as a parent.
I ruined the talk boy.
Dude, that's. Yeah, and like, it's hard to deal
Jack
with that shit.
Jack will not find his gifts.
Oh, yeah. I'm like. I'm putting my gifts in there.
Yeah.
Like, good luck. Good luck getting in there.
My shed.
Yeah.
Good my world. Now.
Beautiful. That's fucking.
Never going
oh,
back.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be like 12 until
I'm
he can actually figure
the
that out.
Shed. He's not getting in there. The key is on my dad's keys.
He'll find his way. He'll find his fucking way in. You'll leave like the little gate open one night.
You're the gatekeeper. You're like, the key is on my fucking leg.
Yeah, he's not getting in.
I'm just sleeping on the couch. He's on a mission.
Dude,
exactly.
He's going to take the screwdriver out.
You can't.
Climb with the ladder and take that little window off. And he's going to go in there and go.
Ladder.
There's no
He'll
way.
Fucking make his way up.
He's not getting in.
Okay, if he's
clever derby boy is getting in there, boys.
He'll just fucking kick the wall in.
Throw smosh. Derby smosh.
Smosh.
Derby smosh.
That's my next gamer tag. Derby smosh.
If we were Super Smash Brothers characters, your fucking Falcon Fuck. Punch would be the Derby Smosh. Derby Smosh.
I hate it.
And you just run at it with your knee or something. Doof.
It's just... Smash Brothers.
Smosh
that
Brothers.
That little hesitation is... It,
Smosh
it makes
Brothers.
The game.
That game is so good.
Falcon. Boom!
It's just like... Yes! You're fucking dead.
Dude, that fucking game is sick.
Yeah, it wasn't like a death screen. It was just like, good doom. Like, you're gone. Like, how you died was getting kicked off the map far enough to, like, not be able to get back.
Hey, you know, I teased that game many times. That fucking game is amazing. Best. It's an amazing game.
It is really good.
When you used to play that, we used to play that fucking game.
Every day after school.
Like, yeah. When we played it at your place, too, like, when the band started. And we fucking...
Yeah, the GameCube one.
No, it was Wii. It was Brawl. When you made those maps.
Oh, yeah.
And we played it at, like, the Jeanette apartment and shit.
I hated your maps.
Oh. Fucking loved those maps.
The one that was, I loved them.
It was a box with one hole that was, like, this big.
Boom! Yeah, made you it had up. To, like...
I hate
it. No, there was... It was not one escape. Like, to get in was, like, the roof would form above you. So, like, once you were in, you can't go up. But there were, like, little exit points. And you had to fight your way. Like, you could go up in there. And then there was, I don't know. There were strategic places where, like, you were always at risk of dying.
Map making is probably so much fun, Jim.
Oh, but it's just so basic in Smash Brothers. That was so much fun.
Imagine we all dedicate, like, if we actually did this. And there was a game that we could create.
Fucking Minecraft?
Each one of us dedicates whatever amount of time and actually follows through on creating something.
Dude,
StarCraft 2 is one of the funnest fucking games.
To buy a Wii.
That was so much fun.
To buy a Wii with and you use actual GameCube controllers plugged into the side of it, and then you buy Smash Brothers Brawl or whatever it was. Like, it exists on disc.
I don't know
why
we
can't play online.
I don't know. Why are we not PC gamers?
Just focus that we can't play online.
What are you talking about?
That's the only restriction. The game exists. We can go buy it. Like, it would be cheap. And we could play that game. It's just not online. Like, the only downside, the gameplay's still there. It still looks cool. Still plays awesome. But we have to be together. That's it.
Yeah. We can still play
it. And we can still play it.
The same way we played Towerfall.
Yeah. And it stands alone to Towerfall because it's...
You know how much fun
the maps are, like, contained.
No joke. Why the fuck are we not doing this?
Playing our old favorite games?
Yeah.
Four controllers. I get the yellow one. And let's just fucking play Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Old shitty style.
Every time we see one, it's like, man, that game's like $15. Yeah. If you see an expensive N64 game, GoldenEye's $15.
GoldenEye's
not buying that.
$15. GoldenEye is $150.
No.
Dude.
I have GoldenEye.
Yeah, you got $150 sitting there, bud.
Yeah, but not everybody sells all their shit.
Stinky, broken cartridge.
You cannot find them. Dude. Where are you going to find an
N64? N64, no. We're not playing N64. That's what? Too old.
No, yeah.
I'm talking about N64. Only going back to Wii, you know, like
I'd be
a little bit better than GameCube.
I would love that. Oh, another
GameCube.
Night.
GameCube.
Classic game nights.
Buddy, or we just play the one on Wii U that I have. Like, what's, you know, like.
Yeah, that'd be fine. We could do that too.
Yeah, like, that's another classic game. I'm just saying, like, just having classic game nights, not like every night we play Smash Brothers Brawl on Wii.
Yeah, I'm there
like,
with you.
We just put some games on. Play some old fucking games.
I'm down. Let's cap this episode.
Dude, there's so many games to talk about.
You have it.
Yep.
Let's start with the good stuff. Watch Dogs.
Dude, there's no episode. Like, there's no episode here.
There is. We talked about Battle Front Field.
Well, yeah, I know, but like...
And then more games. And now I'm trying to wrap it up.
We don't need to, though. Unless we just want to stop doing this.
No, I'm into...
Which I wouldn't
I'm into keep going. I just want to make sure everyone's cool.
Yeah, no, fine. Well, cool. Talk about Watch Dogs, because I...
Yeah.
I played the shit out of the first one.
Yeah.
I didn't... Way more than that. It was in fucking May that the game came out.
Remember, that was a fucking family video scam that we played at Tim's Cottage.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, yeah. But, like, I mean, the time that game came out, there was nothing else to play at the time, so I had all the time in the world to just fucking play around with Watch Dogs.
I am young.
You don't remember just, like, losing it to Vacationer in the car? Driving the car through the streets? That was, like, the best part of the game. You remember this? The song came on.
Which game?
It has a good soundtrack, actually. Like,
I never played
Watch
Dogs.
Watch Dogs in Tim's Cottage. The song Diane Young came on. Diane Young.
That's,
Oh.
Vampire Weekend, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah,
my memory's the worst. Anyways.
I didn't mean to say it, but Wait. Is it that song?
No, it's you crashed the side like a pile of weeds.
I
gotta find some better weeds.
Oh.
You start the battle like a battle. Yeah. And that's about the thing. And on the mouth around the band when the government ages around you. Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Baby, baby, yeah, baby, 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 I don't, baby, baby, baby,
that's fucking sick.
Well, I know what the future. We're not gonna be able to talk about
this. I'd like to listen to that jibbed. Okay, or I'm done. I've talked.
The driving does suck.
It's horrible. Yeah.
We got two.
You like? You feel like stuck to the ground.
You just die, like, Chad.
The e-brake sucks too. It always wants to do 180 when
until the conversation's dead.
It's just arcadey. It's fine. They don't require you to drive generally too far, and fast travel is easy.
I'm fast traveling more and more.
Yeah, why not?
The thing I want to say to you, okay, first of all, the game's really long. 18 hours.
Campaign?
The campaign?
Yeah.
I've been doing so all the side stuff, all of it.
I'm straight campaign, and it's so fucking long. It's almost annoyingly long, but, like, every story is really good.
Keep talking, guys.
There's a couple maybe that are less quality than the other ones. But, you know, you talked about a side mission that you really like, the squatting.
Yeah.
And there's some really cool main story ones that I want to talk about.
Bring
like,
that
I'm
in.
Sure you're not there. Where it's like real stuff happens to the group. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome, dude. Like,
I'm going to continue playing.
That
like,
stuff happens, you're just like, fuck that guy. Fuck. And you just destroy people. And you're like, oh, yeah, revenge. Like, it feels really good. And you're like, you're so into Marcus. Like, he's
a pretty good protagonist.
There's
like,
this weird, like, driving force. You know, like he's taking on a leader position. Anyways.
He does take on a leader position because I feel like right now for me it was
awkward.
Like that girl.
I think exactly. The girl is definitely the main leader officially.
Yeah.
But they almost challenge that. They're kind of like, no, I'm the fucking leader of Marcus. And then she almost says, like, you held us together when we were about to die. You know? And I think there may even be like a more quarrel coming between the group internally, civil.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. But anyway, some real shit happens to the group, and like it's like, fuck yeah, like I switched from like a taser to like AK-47s. Fuck these guys, man. These fucking assholes did this to me.
Oh
like,
wow, I can't. Good. I cannot wait to play more now.
Like you get like a bit of motion.
I love this game.
Yeah.
Is it actually that good?
It's fun.
You'd be impressed.
It's stupid fun.
And it looks really good.
It does like look really good.
Yeah.
It's like
on Pro 8. It's Pro updated, I believe.
Yeah, it's like one of the first games. That's like you know.
It looks.
Yeah,
really.
I haven't seen it not pro, but fuck is this game pretty.
Wow.
It looks really good.
Does it seem like a Ubisoft game? Do they run like Ubisoft characters? Does he run like fucking Ezio?
Yeah.
He does?
No, like he has different animations and like...
But like, does it like float kind of the same?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it different than a Ubisoft game?
It's a little different. It's a little like free, a little more free. Like you just feel a little less...
Cool.
Kind of looser.
Doesn't feel like the camera's far back. You know what I mean? Like you're more closer.
What's the traversal like in this game?
That's the point. There's like not very much. Like you can't climb shit per se.
You can't.
Just like 5-6 feet high.
But you don't have like a super jump?
No.
Okay, maybe a fence. Yeah, it's like 7 feet high.
Man,
that's the point. It's none of that.
You have an RC car and you have a fucking drone. They're amazing.
The RC car has a physical hack that you can like move, get the things that are require physical hacking, but the drone can only see in a hack of cameras that it can see.
Yeah, but then is it like press C to hack? Or press square to hack?
Absolutely, it is.
Hold L1 and pick what you want to do, generally.
Yeah, there's like four different types of hacks you do, potentially.
It's cool, like, the game is a stealth game. Like, you don't play it at guns blazing because you will fucking die immediately. Every single time that I try and, like, have the shit hit the fan and just go in and kill guys, no.
But the story's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there's some side characters that are kind of annoying.
The story is, big CTOS company surveilling the world, and we're against them, right? And that's kind of, like, played out.
Yeah.
Like, they did that in Watch Dogs 1. But, like, the little things that happen, like, every little arc is cool, and, like, the characters are actually cool. Like, they say cool shit. Some of it's like, very funny. Like, that was the worst joke you could have made. But other stuff's actually, like, that actually hit pretty good, you know what I mean?
I think everybody's a pretty decent side character, except for the guy with the mask.
I really like him, and he gets better. I know there's one arc with him that you'll like. I guarantee.
It's corny. Like, the shit he says is really corny.
Yeah,
and
okay. He has a mask that has, like, a.
That's not a problem. If it's fun to play, like.
So you can't be facial recognized. And he has, like, his emotions
like play. So he has like circles or like exclamations or X's in his eyes or like a wink eye. Like it's silly, like just unrealistic.
Yeah.
You can also 3D print a full gun, which makes no sense. Like obviously you'd print parts and assemble and
it
like
it's just like
it's cheesed out.
When shit comes out of it.
It's exactly. It takes 1 second. You know what I mean? But like get over that and I don't know. I like Wrench. He's cool. I think.
You know my hang up is that like it's like it'll never make like top 3 games I want to play that are available at the time, you know? So like it's sort of out of my spectrum
I just,
in that regard.
It's not my
know?
Type of game and I'm never going to play
like,
it.
Like I have not even played Doom yet. I heard Dishonored is awesome.
Dishonored's probably really
Horizon.
Sick.
The ratings are horrible.
I don't care. I heard it was
that's
a fun
it's sitting at like an 89.
No way.
Dude, all I heard was it's a fun
it'd be a 90.
It's a fun 9 levels, and each one has like a new mechanic, and like it's weird. It's cool how they manipulate the worlds and stuff.
Hey, you guys know I play a lot of games, right?
Hey,
yes.
I just heard that, and that sounds cool to me.
No, I'm not gonna disagree with your point or anything like that. I'm just
yeah.
I haven't been paying enough attention to the games I play. You know, like I'll have one earphone out or watch TV and shit like that. Watch Dogs is actually one of the games that is exactly the opposite of what you're saying, in the sense that like for me. Like, I'm a computer guy. I program, right? And, like it's got to get me into hacking. I want to make, like, a makerspace or, like, a hackerspace. They have that in the game. Like, I'm literally going into the hackerspace and looking at the walls and paying attention to, like, how they, like let's say, decorated it, right? You know, like, they got the printer here and they got, like, this weird, like, TV setup. Like, totally unrealistic, but, like, it's actually my kind of game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
It's, like, it's
made me
yeah.
appreciate, like, the effort that goes into games that I've been skipping over. So it's actually perfect. Again, for me, I'm not going to sell it to you on that regard, but, like literally, I started printing again, and I started, like...
Oh, yeah? Like,
is gonna be.
So, like, it's like you dig the environment, you dig, like, the world
based
that it's in.
Watch Dogs.
Absolutely, the world, yeah.
That's something that is very important to me.
Watch
like,
Dogs is changing your life?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's bringing me back into that world, like, where they have the whole, like, maker space and, like... Like, I've always been interested in hacking.
Yeah.
And, like the underside of, like, Darknet, like the internet, like I don't know, it's refueling my passion for that, I guess.
TJ, what's your secret, man? You seem pretty fucking happy all the time. Like, there's nothing really ever that's bringing you down. You're always just fucking, hey, yeah.
I don't know. I just got set on a path when I was young.
I feel the reverse for Far Cry games.
Like it's not your bag.
I'm just not even
happy
there,
fucking dude.
You know, and like. Just as much as you do, like, dig that, like, that environment, yeah, it's just, like, it's not something that
I hate being an asshole.
Like, it's not about, it's not about it being good or bad. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Like, to me, it's like, it's just that's not something I'm interested in. Like, it's not something I'm interested in playing. I don't want to play that game. And
hey,
there's so many games now,
dude,
that you have to make those decisions.
We're talking about Watch Dogs. I don't want to play this game.
I'm talking about Watch Dogs, yeah.
We're talking about why you don't want to play it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying
just
that it's bad.
The game. Just talk about the game.
Let's no, I think I'm making a good point. Like,
it is a good point. I don't want to play the game either, but if we're talking about games, we should probably talk about games. Instead of talking about... Like, I talk about
oh, well,
why,
that's
I don't,
how
why
I
don't want to play
that's
the game,
how I feel about it, but I'm sure, like, Dan, you feel differently, too.
Battlefield I'm having fun with, and it's like those are the first two games in a while that I'm like I want to make time to play them. Battlefield I was nuts about for like 3 weeks. Now I'm starting to die off and having more fun with Watch Dogs.
Yeah, you bailed on me a couple fucking nights this week.
I went to bed early, man.
You were on playing Watch Dogs.
I was not playing Watch Dogs.
I have not yet seen you playing it once. I was like, dancing.
Watch Dogs?
Yeah. And then you said you played it and you liked it. I was like, oh, I guess it's just not what I'm there.
I've been playing it.
Because we'll do some campaign stuff, I hope.
Cool. Yeah, for sure, because there's a trophy. I want to platinum this one, too, because I platinumed the first one.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I like Battlefield enough that it's going to be, like, one-off and then back to Battlefield.
Yeah?
I'm thinking, yeah, there's those games. That just they're not coming out right now for me.
Battlefield's always, like, a stopgap after, like, 3 or 4 months. There's just, like, nothing's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Dan's fate.
No, I've been up since 6. Let's go. I'm ready for fucking.
I'm good. I just want to say that I like Watch Dogs and it's
pizza
like
and YouTube.
And
TJ, that's fucking sweet, man.
There's nobody doing hacking like that. Like, new hacking. You know, like, Anonymous?
Yeah.
The game is Anonymous. Like, there's the, like, instead of...
It's the same as, like, Mr. Robot type thing, right? Yes. Like, the same...
Mr. Robot had the whole darknet. You could buy, like, things on, like, Silk Road or, like, whatever. And they have, like, kind of shit in this. And it's like, you're fighting the power. Anonymous releases videos with, like, the Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, really? And they're actually known as Anonymous? Like, not, like, Babadus.
Yeah. Anonymous is, like, a...
An actual hacker group.
Yeah.
Like, within the game.
No, no, no! In real life,
I know they're real life. I thought you were talking about within the
in
game.
In the game is DedSec, which is
Anonymous. So they're not actually using Anonymous.
They release videos, so like some of the cutscenes are the videos, the shit that you've done, and they release a video like you hack, you find information, and they release the information. Like, oh, we're gonna release Donald Trump's social security number, and Anonymous tried to do that, and I think they did. I don't know if it's real.
That'd be cool if they did real life shit like that. If they made the story of the game the real life story.
Well, they mirror stuff like crazy.
Well, yeah, like DedSec is gonna expose President Zibib.
Corporations. They have a Google, which is called Noodle. They have Facebook, which is Invite. They have
just fucking say it. Like, what? Why can't?
Oh, dude, their cars.
Is it all trademarked?
They got like a charger. That's no. It's all. It's absolutely.
They can't fucking
everything
use that.
Everything has a direct correlation to something.
Yeah.
It's so obvious what it is.
So it makes it part of like the art.
GTA did that since fucking GTA 3,
oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, everything was a parody.
Yeah, like a Bronco was like a grungon.
We're always so good at improvising like alternate names for characters and shit.
Sprung Groot.
Yeah, like, oh, it's not Grunt, it's Munt.
Wow,
Munt was good.
I have so
that Munt story was good. That was your original.
No, that was Doug. That was Doug that said Munt.
I thought it was you.
Well, I made a joke similar, but his version of the joke was Grunt and Munt.
Doug's fucking funny, man. Holy shit, that guy.
Doug is funny. Like, he's one of the funniest guys.
Playing games with him, holy shit.
The other night, when it's like, just me and him, he's still busting out jokes.
Yeah, you weren't on that one night, but you heard that joke.
Don't you feel like making soup is part of his character?
It is my time now. Look at me. It is my time now.
I was playing during that time.
Look at me. I am captain now.
My time now. Just like, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I was playing at that time.
Look at me. Yeah, we were all there.
He said it before. I heard it like the day after, and he just said it, and I died laughing. I was the only one that was laughing. I was like, how's nobody laughing at that? But apparently he said it the day before.
Damn. Missed out.
I miss out, man. This entire fucking week, I've been off kilter with you guys.
Yeah, I've been
you guys
on
are like,
and off.
Oh, fucking Chad's probably not playing games anymore. But I'm playing the opposite game. I'm playing the opposite nights. Like, I am on.
Yeah.
Silence. Fuck you, niggers. Oh,
yeah,
play
there
the
was
fuck
the
game
one
here.
Night all five of us were playing. It was just like, why do you guys do this to me?
Yeah, like everyone's like, I'm in, I'm on. Oh, did you see that kill? Like, are
you know what, guys?
Serious?
It's for the best. We have to stick to the end of like that chaos. Otherwise, we'll end up in six man fucking nights.
All right, boys.
And you cannot have six guys on a squad.
Joe's the one man in his squad by himself.
I'll bow out if all
Joe
five of you show up.
We're all five squad.
If all five of you show up, I'll quit. Because a six-man squad cannot happen.
That sucked ass.
And it kills
fucking
the
awful.
Fucking experience.
Last week or 2 weeks
it's
ago?
It's happened twice. Once online and once here.
Yeah, you were playing
tragically.
Scout and I was playing in. And we're not in the same squad. And it's like, this does not work together.
No. There's only two of us there. And like,
and you cannot do anything from way back there. Like where I am. If like we're together running through.
Yeah, I was
you can't
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Not faulting you for playing that. I'm just saying that. Like, you can't. You are a sniper guy.
We'll see. I want to contribute. I think sniper's the way to go. I think scout's the way to go. But, hey, if all five of you show up, I'll bow out. I'm happy to do it.
That's bullshit. Play a fucking game. We're all playing the game.
It's not going to happen.
Then fuck it. Let's put, like,
fall on the battlefield.
We get six people in. We play team deathmatch.
Or we can kick Doug out.
We play team deathmatch.
He always will bail, like, first. So
yeah,
if he's not in it for the long haul.
Doug bails out of the blue. He makes no mention that.
This is my last like mid map or something. He's like, "Yeah, I'm out." Like,
yeah,
what?
I'm not playing anymore. I generally just get mad and I'm like, "All right, I'm fucking done."
This game sucks.
Ducked him out.
Every night the game sucks, and I can't wait to play it again the next night.
Yeah. So it's rare. But whoever's going to bow out first, maybe just
I hate the bow out, because I'm always like, I don't do it necessarily early. Like, I want to play the fucking game.
That's the thing. It's like, is anyone bailing in the next half hour? All right, I'll wait.
Yeah, like Kyle goes, it's like, God damn it. Dan, same. Like, one person goes, there's always two at that time.
Yeah, as soon as Doug's like, I'm off. I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm...
Yeah. Yeah. A couple guys ride the coattails of the first quitter.
Sometimes.
All right, guys, I'm out. Yeah, me too. Yeah, and then it's like, you get the odd three man, and then it's like, me and Fauna left. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Sorry, bud.
I don't even go that deep. I don't make – no, I'm never final two.
It's
You'll
been
never
me
catch
and,
me
it's
final
me and
two.
Fano,
if there's three left, I'm out.
That sucks, too. Yeah, it's like,
you'll never catch me as final two.
I like three. Three's good. Two's yeah. good. Kyle and I had a good
strong,
had a good
though.
Two the other night, and I really just wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
But you can't fucking talk to that guy when he's playing the game. God damn. Like,
I thought that you guys were always doing that.
In the loading screen.
Oh, yeah.
In the fucking loading screen, you guys weren't playing a game. I like when he goes on. Yeah, he's good at going on. That's why I want to talk to the guy. Because he focuses.
Yeah.
It's nice to get a good focused conversation at some like Kyle tells you some shit, man, when he gets into it.
But not when he's playing games.
That doesn't require as much mental.
Yeah, like his the focus that he puts on a conversation is that focus is going into the game, getting fucking 2.5s and shit every game.
Yeah, what is going on?
The guy's insane.
This KD.
The guy's insane. He knows what's going on. He has his fucking sensitivity at 96 and just goes sitting there going, oh, fucking idiot.
And he plays his medic?
That's all it is. He plays smart.
He's smart. Yeah. Exclusive medic, Mondragon, and he will not switch his fucking thing to try and put pickups in.
Yeah, he has.
He needs
the,
that extra high explosive nade kill. Kyle, pick me up. Ah, I don't have that shit. You fucking asshole.
You fucking asshole. What are you doing?
I know this is the Kyle hate party right now for me, but I'd be telling him that shit if he was sitting right here. Kyle, fuck you, man, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Just kidding, bud. I like you.
It's tough. There's a medic and like.
Sometimes I'll be a medic and Joe will die next to me and like he'll be literally right next to me. It'd be so easy for me to get him, but I'll be fighting and he'd be like, "Oh, Dan, can you pick me up?"
I'm like 6 meters away, man.
He's like, "Dan, can you please pick me up?" And I'm like, "Hold on, Joe, fuck! I don't know what's going on." He's like, "All right, man." Every single time. And I look over, I'm like, "Oh, you're right here. Fuck's sakes."
Dan, you come, I'm like 5 meters away, man.
I get so fucking into it. Like, I'm down.
I can't. I gotta be quiet. Like,
dude, being out here playing games and Battlefield especially, I fucking scream, dude.
Yeah. I'll bet that sounds awesome,
it. Dude. The one night that you guys all bailed and I got high.
Imagine playing through Kinect.
I was playing the game and I wasn't. Like, have you guys done this yet? Played it by yourself, multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Headphones all the way up.
Yeah, occasionally. It's tough, though.
It's insane. It's tough, but it's the most detailed game ever created.
The sound.
Absolutely.
The sound, the graphics. I
know where snipers are when I'm in a field.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's someone in that hills. Like, in that hills. And then I'll hear it. I will not be able to see it all, and it's like, I'll wait for it, and I'll see him make a shot, and I'm like, there he is. I fucking heard that perfectly. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Just, there
he
is.
Was.
You see his glint. Yeah.
Yeah. Playing. Now,
the other night, I saved a clip. It wasn't me doing anything spectacular. It was me running away from a tank and a guy that were hunting me. I was running for like 2 minutes, just like, fuck, just trying to get away. And they were behind me the whole time. And he's just crashing through like this side of the house. And then mm-hmm. I run through the other side. Fucking
man,
crazy.
Playing with a scout with a 10x scope, so it's like a game changer, man. Like, you're the one shooting at those little glints in the sky, and like you're backed up and you've got like a nest. Like that's what I was doing as a 10x.
Oh yeah, you
scout.
Got that sniper shield thing too.
Yeah,
right?
I put up the sniper
did
shield
you put
and I'm
that?
Like ping, like, and I got less kills, but it was so fun. Like, every, the whole game, you're in the scope, looking at the map. And it's amazing. That, or you're running around with a pistol and a shovel. And you're just like, what
pistols
is...
Pistols are a beast in this game.
Yeah, what is the, there's another thing that you can have. Oh, the tripwires. So you put down tripwires, and you're like, with a pistol and a shovel,
really,
and you're just
guard
like in
your position,
there. Yeah.
Position with a sniper.
And then, like, when you're in the house, you're like, hey, that guy's dead. You set up in the window. And it's fucking awesome. It's just a different game. You might die trying to play that way, but it's so much fun.
It is. Bad Company 2 was the best for sniping, and this is the best for sniping.
I can't wait to play a shotgunner in Battlefield 1.
What's the good shotgun? I bought the first one.
Golly, that's got to be crazy.
Model 10 or Model A10 or something.
That thing sucks, right?
It fucking rapes.
Okay, that's the I got the buck fucking something.
Not that one.
Yeah, that one sucks. Oof.
I'll have more to say about Scout on the next episode of the All Range Mode Podcast.
On the next episode. TJ, should I borrow Titan?
Did I say Scout support?
Wait, what were you going to let me borrow? Titanfall. I want to borrow Titanfall. Should I borrow Call of Duty is what I'm saying.
I want Call of Duty.
I get it first. Paper, Scissors, Rock, best out of three right now.
I already called dibs.
Whoa.
On it.
No dibs. Nope. TJ, you can
You're vote. Getting fucking Titanfall right now.
You can vote
Don't
to overturn. He's not
giving
it to me right now. He doesn't have it.
He does have it. It's in the truck.
Whoever's getting it first. Is it?
He called it.
Wait, you've got it with you right now?
I do not have Call of Duty. I have Titanfall with me.
You're getting
I'm going to beat Titanfall between this week.
And then you want Call of Duty to be ready.
You just want to play Paper, Scissors,
Rock? Did you just let it rip?
Oh, yeah.
No, what he wants is... Dan wants exclusive rights next week to Call of Duty.
That's all I'm asking for. You get a game this week, I get the game next week.
Next week. And you play Battlefield this week.
I have Titanfall.
Bro, you should play it, bud.
We can play the bad multiplayer.
I'm not playing the multiplayer in that game. Fuck that game. Dude, I'll love... I might not.
Alright, we'll let you know next week. Or next fucking 2 months. Next month. Next time we do a show.
We need like an end of year show.
Dude, I love single player games.
I kind of want to buy Skyrim.
Shut up. As you said... You can buy mine $50.
I'll buy it tomorrow for $35.
All right,
it's 40.
Guys, let's close this off.
It's half price.
Let's close it off.
Skypit?
Let's wrap it.
Skypit.
So
Skype it.
We're on the internet. Orangemode.com. Also on.
I think that domain's closed.
You should be on Skype.
Yeah, and there's other cool stuff around there. So download, subscribe to the podcast. That's all. If you had a good subscribe,
and you don't, even
and then the next episode will be
yeah, whatever. If you like listening to it, listen to it.
That's
you
what I'm
don't,
saying. Yeah,
fuck it.
That's it.
We're still gonna do it anyways.
Yeah.
See ya. Goodbye. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, we're out.
Yep.
Cookie little funko.
Oh, you did it.
Cagalafaga.